The state now buys most of its coal from mines in Kentucky and Tennessee, owned by two companies that students say have some of the worst environmental and labor rights records in the industry: Alpha Natural Resources and the Massey Coal Company. Retired coal miner James Earl Evans lives near one of Massey's mines in Hatfield, Kentucky. He says mine runoff destroyed a creek that runs behind his house.
The creek was black, sometimes gray. Also, the fish and all aquatic life was killed. There's nothing in the creek now that lives. Before they started dumping into it, that you could catch bass, catfish, and stuff like this in it, but it's not there now.
Governor Doyle has proposed replacing the 260,000 tons of coal burned in four UW campus power plants with biodiesel. But UW-Stevens Point student government president Ross Cohen says that change could take a few years.
Until that becomes feasible, we might as well be doing what we can to get the cleanest coal that's the least destructive to the environment and most beneficial to the local economies who have to deal with the mining.
Cohen wants the state to cancel its contracts with Alpha and Massey Mines when they expire in June and sign new ones with unionized coal companies that have better environmental records. A spokesman for the Department of Administration says enforcing pollution rules is up to the federal EPA, not the state. Scott Larrabee says coal contracts are given to the low bidder, and he's not sure a company's environmental or labor record is one of the state's criteria for buying coal. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.